Good afternoon. It's actually kind of a very nice segue to Fottolo Cattle Facts in terms of the topic that we're going to talk about today. Certainly, I represent Farm Service Agency, but one of the things I'd like to talk about first is the idea that your relationship with your lender, whether it be a commercial sector bank, Farm Credit Systems, or Farm Service Agency, it's really all about relationships. When you go to your bank, when you go to Farm Service Agency, it's very important that you are have an idea of what you're trying to accomplish within the business structure that you have. So that you've established goals for your operation, that you know basically what your industry is, where you want your industry to be today, and where you want that industry to develop over time. We talked a little bit earlier about transitioning generationally from a father-son, father-daughters, grandparents, and transitioning operations. All of that stuff, for the most part, has to be done with the idea of going through a lending institution of some kind. I don't know very many people who have literally, in some cases, millions of dollars in their pocket to transition from one generation to another. So the fact that you go to your lender and you have a business plan, that you know what the goals for your operation are, who are the important people in your operation? Sons, daughters, grandparents, fathers, gaining the information from those different generations, passing that information on. When you intend to transition your operation to a son or daughter, maybe it's to a person who's worked for you long term, the idea there is to give them the opportunity to actually accomplish the work. One of the challenges we run into when we have individuals, young people, and sometimes not so young people apply to our system, we find that we have young people who have traditionally been, and I hate to say it, glorified ranch hands. That sometimes parents or grandparents haven't been able to turn loose of management, decision making, when to buy, what kind of hay to buy, how do I sell my cattle, and all of the things that we've been tying together here at the symposium. So marketing, range management, veterinary care, all of those pieces have to pull together to afford a person the opportunity to enter into agriculture and, of course, then to continue in that business, because our objective is not only to start people, we want to keep people in business. Who else is going to take over and continue the food production that we have? You know, in the United States, the agriculture, we literally feed the world. And we want to continue that transition. So just to tell you a little bit about Farm Service Agency, some of you may know, some of you may not. We consider ourselves to be an entryway door to a lot of people. We have programs that are specifically geared and targeted to beginning farmers. And I will say up front, beginning farmer doesn't mean necessarily young. We have people who enter business in their 50s and 60s. In some cases, there are people who have been on farms and ranches, but because moms and dads and grandparents have managed the operation traditionally, they really haven't had an opportunity to start their own business. So there's one of those transitions that we have. We also work very closely in concert with commercial sector lenders. Our loan limits at $300,000 on the operating side and the farm real estate side sometimes really doesn't afford us a lot of opportunity for the big real estate purchase. But we work hand in hand with commercial sector lenders, and one of the things that Farm Service Agency brings to the table is the ability to take a second lien position. How many of your banks that you work with take a second lien position behind somebody else? Nobody. So we create the doorway. So you come to us as a younger farmer and you have interest in either accumulating cattle, doesn't have to be cattle, of course, any type of farming enterprise, an agricultural endeavor, and we're the place to come. With our guaranteed lending program, we can go up over $1.4 million at the present time. And we work in concert with those lenders to provide those opportunities to people who are coming into us. So beginning farmers is a big piece of what we do. The other thing that we do, I think all of us have experienced the economic downturn of the last few years. You know, we were riding pretty high on cattle prices, and then somebody had to throw a wrench in the works, and of course the cattle prices aren't what we wanted them to be. Then we look at the ethanol industry that supported many of our grain industries, most specifically corn. And we went from a $7 per bushel price to, where are we now? Probably around $3. It's a tough transition to make. So the other place that Farm Service Agency falls in is for people who are making transitions. We're the folks that people can come to if potentially your commercial sector lender is concerned, and maybe they're a little bit worried about the risk profile that you present. We can help step in and provide assistance to our customers and to their customers to enable them to continue with you on a commercial basis by providing a 90% guarantee, up to 95% in some cases. So it's also, not only is it an open door for a beginning farmer, it's also an open door for somebody who's gone through economic transitions, whether it's because of the economy itself, maybe it's because of disaster situations, flooding, fires, hail. All of those things can have a tremendous impact on the agricultural industry. If you want to apply for the direct loan program, you come into our offices. If you are in a state, you may know where your Farm Service Agency office. Not only do we have loan programs, we also have farm programs, and many of you may be familiar with that. Some of our insurance programs, crop disaster, livestock disaster programs, etc. So those are the people you come to, and not only are they the people you're going to start talking to, they're the people with whom you will do business. Sometimes you run into some of the larger banks, sometimes in some of the bigger credit groups, you'll find yourself in the position, you start off with somebody who makes your loan, and then you get handed off to somebody else. We're the people who will be with you. We work very closely with your lenders. The other thing the Farm Service Agency does is it offers what we call supervised credit. You know, we talked just a minute ago about risk management. We've talked about range management. We've talked about disease factors. One of the things that we run into, especially with operators who are fairly new to the industry or who are trying to enter into the industry, is that they're lacking information. They're lacking experience in financial matters, business planning, break-even analysis, which was just mentioned. And so those are all pieces that our loan officials are trained to do and to help you as an applicant for our programs. On the guaranteed side, that would be a situation where you would approach a guaranteed lender or a commercial sector lender. They look at your situation. They decide that maybe you're a little higher risk than they would normally take on. Or, you know, what's the traditional thing? When you're a higher risk customer and you go to a bank, what's the first thing that happens with interest rates? There's several people going there, yeah. So the thing is, with the guarantee that makes it a really prime opportunity is with that 90% guarantee, it allows a lender to provide an interest rate to you that they would provide to their other commercial sector customers. So it's a better business deal for you as a person who is needing that kind of assistance. Okay. You may say, well, what is Farm Service Agency? It's another one of those government agencies, and what do they do? I took the time to accumulate the data for the four states that are generally participants in the Range Beef Cow Symposium: Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, and just tried to let you know what kind of a capital impact our agency makes to you in your states. The total impact of just these four states, and again, this is only four states, is $728 million. And we do business in rural areas, so this is a capital input to your rural areas of $728 million. One of the other things we're very concerned about is the transitioning of operations to next generations. So one of the things we also offer is what, and Scott will be talking about that momentarily, is that we have money that's dedicated, and you'll be able to see it up there, to beginning farmers. As you can see, almost half of the money we loaned last year, almost $303 million, was made for the benefit of beginning farmers. Real estate loans, operating loans, annual operating loans, all of which are available to you. The other group of individuals that we work with are what we considered traditionally underserved groups. And you'll see the phrase SDA, that's the way it is in the regulations. But there are persons and groups of people who have traditionally not had access to either commercial sector or government sector lending. So we have monies that are actually targeted for that purpose. But as you can see there, $47 million that we have contributed in just in the SDA area alone. All right. Scott is going to visit with you about the Beginning Farmer Program.
All right. Thanks, Becky. You run that. If that's all right, I'll let you run that clicker for me.
I can do that.
I got to hold this microphone. First of all, I apologize. I'm not Ethan. I'm not a dynamic speaker, but I'll do my best. There's a few things I want to bring up before I get too far along. I am a CSU grad. I am a Colorado-born native, been there my whole life, 33 years with the agency, all in Colorado. But my second favorite state is Wyoming. Doggone it, though, Wyoming beats us in football every year lately. What's going on? I don't know. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest. Like Becky said, I wanted to talk a little bit about beginning farmers. I'm one statistic up here that, if you would go back to that chart real quick, Colorado, almost 50% of all the loans we did last year in Colorado were to beginning farmers. And this was a statistic, I didn't know we were doing anything different. I don't think we did. It's just something is changing in the lending industry. Especially, I guess it started in Colorado. I'm sure it's going to move up to Wyoming and other parts of the country. But our client is changing. We're getting new customers all the time, and it's not so much from transitioning, but that's part of it. Part of it is just new people getting into agriculture that traditionally haven't been in agriculture in the past. We're talking about like organics, naturally raised livestock, some of those operations. We're starting to see a lot of those in Colorado, a lot of first-time farmers getting into the industry. So I just thought I'd bring that up to your attention. Other states have noticed it as well. It's not Colorado is not doing anything different than Wyoming. It's just one of those things that's evolving. I just wanted to bring that up. But first of all, who is a beginning farmer? We might think of a beginning farmer as someone that's never been in agriculture before, walks in the door and wants a loan. Well, that might be one of them, but you can go to the next slides, Becky. But we're usually talking about a farmer with less than 10 years of experience. 10 years.
Sorry.
10 years, hopefully. Somewhere involved in either managing or even operating their own farm or ranch, we can work with you on that number a little bit. But for the most part, we're talking about somebody with less than 10 years of experience. Another part of that is a beginning farmer still has to meet our eligibility criteria, and kind of like what Becky talked about earlier, one of our major eligibility criteria is that they can't obtain financing from other sources, need FSA's assistance to be successful in the farming operation. One other part of it for a beginning farmer definition is if already own a large operation, they might not be considered a beginning farmer any longer. They can't have more than 30% real estate of the average size farm in the county. And that varies from county to county. I suppose up in Wyoming, it's a pretty large number. Same in most parts of Colorado, it's a fairly large number. One of the other things I wanted to talk about on a beginning farmer, for a purchase of real estate, still got to have 3 years experience to be eligible for a real estate loan. So a first-time person that's never operated anything before might not be eligible for the real estate purchase. We got to have 3 years experiencing operating a farm or ranch. Let's go on to targeted underserved applicants. These are women and also those groups that have been subject to prejudice over the years, mainly the minority groups, and women are considered targeted underserved or SDA. This used to be a big item because there was special pots of money for those individuals along with the beginning farmer. The last couple of years, there's been a lot of money made available to all of the country. In fact, for real estate purchase, the United States had $1.5 billion to loan out, not only to beginning farmers or SDA, but to any eligible applicant. So there was plenty of money, and we did not even come close to using all that money last year. So there, I just wanted to make you aware that there's plenty of money right now, but there are special targeted funds for these groups. Let's move on to the... So what kind of programs do we do have? First of all, under the Farm Ownership Program, if you are a beginning farmer or a socially disadvantaged targeted underserved individual, you would be eligible for the down payment program under the real estate. This is, I won't go into detail. We've got a lot of information back in our booth and on the website. But it, basically, if somebody puts down 5%, we'll loan 45% as long as you can get the other 50% from another lender. That's a great interest rate right now, 1.5% interest rate for that program. It's a 20-year loan. So it's a very good opportunity for a beginning farmer to get into real estate purchase. The other one that's probably the most popular right now is our joint financing program, kind of like what Becky mentioned earlier. If we can work in conjunction with another lender, 50-50, at least 50% from another lender, we can loan up to $300,000 for the purchase of a farm, and that interest rate's 2.5% for 40 years. Very good program, very popular in Colorado, and I assume it's very popular in Wyoming as well. In fact, this last year, I think we made close to 100 loans for beginning, 100 loans to people purchasing farms in Colorado. And most of that was probably that joint financing program. The other main type of program we have is operating loans. We can start out somebody with a youth loan, 10 years of age. And I recommend that if you have any children that are interested in being active in agriculture. It's a great place to start. It's a $5,000 loan program. After that, we can go into a micro loan. You do have to be 18 years of age for that. We can go up to $50,000 on a micro loan. Whole lot less paperwork, but it's a great spot to or opportunity to get into farming, just maybe at a part-time basis. The other program is just our regular operating loan program. Those interest rates are very, very competitive. Actually, they're under 3% usually, and they can be used for annual operating or purchase of breeding livestock, equipment, whatever you might need. So, like I said, there's a lot of different programs we can help people with. We got a lot of information back at our booth as well as on our website. Becky, if you would go to the contact. We do have the booth. We will, both Becky and I will be available at the bullpen sessions this evening. There's our website. There's more information than you'll ever want. I keep finding new stuff on there every time I visit it. We've also, I wanted to bring up that we have offices all across the country. I think Becky said you had 6 offices in Wyoming that have loan officers at them, in them. We have 9 offices in Colorado with loan officers. So if get on that website, find out where you need to go, and we can get any information you might need. One other thing I wanted to touch on, if you're interested in getting a loan from FSA or even from any lender, I've got some application tips. I talked about this a couple of years ago and got quite a bit of feedback on it. And this I actually stole from a couple different sites. But if you're interested in applying for a loan, I recommend several things before you just go in and visit with your lender and say, hey, I want a loan. Probably the first thing you need to have, you have to have an idea of what kind of operation you want, of course. You need to know what you need for that to get that operation going. You need to know how much you need to borrow. And you need to know how you're going to market your product. So in other words, what I'm basically saying is you need to come up with a business plan. And I recommend putting this business plan in writing. It doesn't have to be a novel, but it needs to be written down and has some very good points on it. And so that when you go in to talk to a lender, you have some good ideas that you wrote down, and then that lender can see that you're serious about it. And just not, like Becky said, want to be a glorified cowhand wanting to get into the cattle business. So that's probably one of the best tips I have for you as far as developing that business plan. Put it in writing and take it with you when you visit with a lender. The other thing you need to have available when you go visit your lender is have those financial records available, your tax returns, your income statements, production records. One of the things that FSA in particular we look at is what is your production records? Ethan, right before us, talked about break-even point. You can impress a lender a lot, or probably the most impressive way you can... that goes along with getting that loan is if you go visit your lender and you tell them what your break-even point is. That lender will stop writing down and start saying, okay, let's talk about closing this loan. The other thing you need to have is a lease or the piece of land that you want to buy. We have lots of people that call us or come visit us all the time that just want to get into cattle ranching, but they have no idea where they're going to do it at, what they want to buy, what size operation. So it helps to have an idea of exactly where you're going to do it and whose place you're going to take over. The other thing is check your credit report before you go in to visit with your lender. A lot of times that will kill an application real quick. When you pull that credit report and it's not that good. Like I said, I have some other tips. If you want to come visit with us this evening, we'll try to get that information to you. Becky, is there anything else you want to bring up?
The only thing I would like to say is, contrary to what you may have heard as far as the great lies of the world, we truly are from the government, and we are here to help you.
One thing I might add to that, Becky, though, is our loan volume has gone up 30% in the last 3 years. Our staff has not. So be patient with us. We'll get to you. We'll do it with a smile on our face, because we do enjoy helping people getting into the farming industry.